Officials along a stretch of the Jersey Shore are investigating a six-alarm blaze that destroyed at least 30 businesses last night and parts of the state's famed boardwalk.
The fire was contained to the communities of Seaside Park and Seaside Heights, both of which were hit hard by Superstorm Sandy almost a year ago. No deaths were reported, but as we said, a great deal of loss. Joe Maruca lost his business, Maruca's Tomato Pies, once to Superstorm Sandy and again in last night's fire. And Joe, I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry to hear about your business.
No, thank you very much.
So where were you yesterday when the fire began?
I was actually working in the store, sitting with a couple of customers, actually, and we had smelled some smoke. Next thing you know, we had seen smoke coming south of us. And then within a minute or so, the smoke raced right up the boardwalk and essentially pulled our entire building. So we had just put our doors down and just left. This all happened within a minute.
Within a minute?
Happened very, yes, very quickly. The rest, as they say, is history.
Have you been able to be back inside the building, or what's left
of
it?
No, you can't get anywhere near the building. You know, that area is cordoned off and so on. There's no way to get anywhere near there currently. And this is an area, like I said, we had just reopened April 20th after Superstorm Sandy, so it's a jolt for everyone. And my hats go out to the first responders. They did the best they can. And a lot of these people, they were displaced by the storm also. And a lot of residents here are still displaced, so I guess our hearts go out to them. But it's a strong group down here. People bind together here. Now we're looking forward to just continue the rebuilding process and moving forward, and then that has been derailed, as they say.
I have to say I am beyond impressed by your resilience here, having to get up after hit after hit. So what are you going to do next? What's the first step in rebuilding for you and the store?
In our particular instance, it's a family-owned business. We rented the concession that we were at that was destroyed, so we'll talk to our legal people. If their intent is to rebuild, I assume it would be, we'd be more than happy to go back there because we've been on the boardwalk for 63 years, and it's more than just a place to go get pizza. It's a place to people to meet. I met my wife on the boardwalk, actually. So it's just a place where people come. It brings back memories. A lot of memories were destroyed. Like I said, it's our intent to rebuild, obviously.
Well, Joe Maruca of Maruca's Tomato Pies, which was destroyed in that fire yesterday. Mr. Maruca, thanks so much and good luck to you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for your time. Be well.
Well, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also intent on rebuilding. He said today that he's not going to let the fires derail efforts that were already underway after Superstorm Sandy.
I will not permit all the work that we've done over the last 10 months to be diminished or destroyed by what happened last night. We're going to get back on our feet. We're going to do what we need to do.
Tracy Samuelson, reporter for Here and Now contributor station WHYY, joins us now from the scene of the fire. And Tracy, from where you're standing, what does the damage look like?
Well, I'm at the southern end of the boardwalk in Seaset Park, and the damage is pretty comprehensive. There are a couple fire crews still working to put out some hot spots. There's a fireman up on a ladder with a hose aiming down at one of the pizza places on the boardwalk. But we heard from Governor Christie today that estimates are 30 businesses were destroyed in this fire across four blocks here.
Do we know anything more about the cause of the fire?
We do not, and that is what Governor Christie said was going to be his first step. He has a team of 20 to 30 investigators here from agencies across the state, and they have secured the area. They are collecting evidence. All fire scenes are treated as a crime scene until it's determined otherwise. So they will be, that is priority number one, determining the cause. Mm.
Now, did the governor say anything about what additional steps or first steps that will be taken as crews continue to work on the scene? How soon will they be able to rebuild?
He said there will be members of his administration down here as early as tomorrow, helping these businesses begin the process of filing insurance claims and to get rebuilding underway. So first we have the investigation. Quickly on the heels of that, we have insurance claims beginning that process. And the governor said, you know, that further down the line, he can export grant programs if it comes to that.
Tracy, we've got about 30 seconds to go here, but have you talked to any other members of the community? They must be exhausted after disaster after disaster.
Exactly. They sort of feel like, how much more can one community take here? But I will say, I ran across a man cleaning up the streets today, a manager at one of the local hotels, and he said, you know, we live together, we survived the storm together, and we'll rebuild together.
That's Tracy Samuelson, reporter for WHYY, speaking to us from the scene of the New Jersey Boardwalk Fire. Thank you so much, Tracy.
You're welcome.